朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
昨早上我们一起来到你宝座的面前。
This morning we come before your throne.
主，你让我们知道我们真是来到你的面前。
Let us know that we really come before your throne.
我们不是参加一个宗教的活动。
We're not here for a religious activity.
我们不是一个习惯性的聚集。
Or it's a habitual gathering.
你让我们带着心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We want to worship you in truth and spirit.
你让我们带着一个谦卑受教的灵来听你对我们说话。
And listen to your words with a humble and teachable spirit.
你更让我们带着一个爱你的灵，我们愿意来在爱中与你相会。
And we want to meet you in love.
主，祝福我们早晨的聚会。
Bless this meeting this morning.
让我们讲的，让我们听的，都在你面前蒙福。
So that those who speak and those who listen will be blessed.
无论年长的，无论年轻的，我们都在你的面前来答应你的呼召。
And we will return and we will respond to your call, either young or old.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Chuck Swindoll 有一次在他讲道的时候，他举了一个幽默的小故事。
Dr. Chuck Swindoll once had a humorous joke, humorous story in his speech.
他说有一个人有一天在海边散步的时候
，A person once was taking a walk on the beach.
他突然海里面冲上来一个神灯
，And all of a sudden a lamp came.
那我们都知道那个故事啊，你摸一摸它会有 genie 跑出来。
We all know about the story of the genie in the lamp.
所以当他摸一摸的时候，果然有个 genie 跑出来了。
And then when he rubbed the lamp, and the genie did come out.
这个 genie 就告诉这个人是说，他说我虽然出来服侍你，但是你只剩下最后一个 wish 了。
But then the genie says, you only have one wish left that I can serve.
你要想想看你到底要什么。
So you have to think hard what you want exactly.
那个人大概是那个海边，大概正好是在我们矽谷边边的海边啊。
And maybe the beach was right next to the Silicon Valley.
这个年轻人想，我这个公元2001年股票亏惨了。
And then so the young person thought, I lost a lot of money in the stock market.
现在经济又这么不好。
And now the economy is bad.
他说我对你有一个要求，你把明年这个时候的这个股票的这个报纸给我。
So I ask you that you will show me the newspaper about stock market about this time next year.
这样子我就知道怎么样投资，我明年一定可以好好赚一笔。
So that I will know ahead of time how to invest, so I will make money next year.
唰一声他不见了。
And all of a sudden the genie disappeared.
然后过一下拿了圣何塞 Mercury News 2003年。
And then
he got
this copy of San Jose Mercury News year 2003.
哇，他一看好高兴 ，HP 明年大跌。对不起，我这是举例而已。
HP，
对不起，我忘了我们翻译是在 HP 做事。HP 明年大涨啊。
And HP will do great next year.
啊，他就赶快知道我明年怎么可以赚一大笔钱了。
And then he will know how to invest next year.
然后 IBM 也会赚。
And also IBM will go up too.
啊，所以他把所有会大赚的他全部圈起来，然后知道他明年要干什么了。
So he picked all the good ones and then he knows where to invest now.
然后挑完了以后他很高兴 ,relax, 往后面泰斯椅一躺。
And then afterwards he relaxed and rested.
那个报纸也就掉在地上。
And then the newspaper fell off.
当他躺在泰斯椅往旁边一看的时候呢，
But then when he took a glance at the newspaper,
他发现那个股票的那个报纸那一页翻过来了。
And then he noticed on the opposite page of the stock market.
在股票那个消息的最后一页呢，是放着这个上市广告。
And then
那个上市通缉。
And then he saw an obituary announcement of death.
他一看怎么第一个照片这么熟，再往前一看，原来是他自己啊。
And then he saw, oh, this picture looked familiar. And then he took a close look at it. It was himself.
所以2003年1月20号他要死掉了。
That he was gonna die January 20th, year 2003.
弟兄姊妹 ,Chuck Swindoll 讲这个幽默的小故事在这里提醒我们。
And this humorous story reminds us.
很多的时候我们在这里很希望知道我们将来会怎样。A
lot of times we want to know about our future.
我们用各样的方法想在这地上里面得到一些事情，得到一些祝福，得到一些产业。And
we try all means to receive blessings of the world.
但是我们常常忽略了我们的生命不在我们的手中。But
we often forget that our life is not in our hands.
人如果赚得全世界却赔上了自己的生命，
What there is to gain when one can receive the whole world and yet lose their self. But on the other hand, and that is the reason why I brought up this story. Because the economy is indeed not good. And then this week I heard of, there are two more brothers and sisters got laid off.
弟兄姊妹，许多的弟兄姊妹在一个经济的压力和难处的里面。
A lot of us suffer the pressure of economy.
但是在这里我们愿意提醒弟兄姊妹。
But we want to remind ourselves.
我们还有更珍贵的东西，神还交在我们的手中，就是我们的生命。
There's one thing more precious in our hands, that is our life still.
只要我们还有生命，神还把机会留给我们。
As long as we have life, we have opportunities.
以免我们要求弟兄姊妹，我们全体一起为着在工作上有需要、有难处的家庭和弟兄姊妹来祷告。
On one hand, we ask brothers and sisters to pray for brothers who those who are in need of a job.
因为这个难处不光是他们的，是我们全教会的，因为我们是一家人。
But because the difficulty is not theirs alone, but ours, because we are all in the family of God.
今天发生在他们的身上，明天可能发生在我的身上，对不对？我们的身上。
What's happening to them now could happen to us tomorrow, right?
所以我们没有被 lay off， 我们也不要幸灾乐祸，我们需要彼此带到。
Even though we're not laid off, we still need to pray for one another.
但是另外一方面，我们也求神提醒我们，神还把生命留给我们。
We also need to remind it that God still leaves life to us.
只要有生命，就有希望，就还有盼望。
As long as there's life, there's hope.
主在我们身上其实真是有存全。
Because God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. We don't know why these things happen to us now. But yet, we are assured that there's nothing accidental.
请我们一起，我们都在主的面前彼此纪念。
So let's remember one another in our prayers.
目前是经济的风暴。
Right now we are having this economic storm.
在我们人生未知的岁月里面，我们不知道还有多少的风暴会出现。
But in the future ahead of us, we don't know how many more storms are coming to our way.
很多人碰到所谓的外遇的风暴。
Some people experience an extramarital affairs.
有人突然得到了一个绝症的风暴领导他。
Or we might contract some disease, fatal disease.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要彼此。
We need one another.
所以这也是我们这一连串我们要在教会里面讲我们教会的建造的重要。
That is why we keep on emphasizing on the building up of our church.
我们一个一个很容易被仇敌各个击破。
Individually, we're easily attacked and destroyed by the enemy.
所以当我们在这里讲神家建造的时候，弟兄姊妹可能会有一个困惑。
So when we talk about building up church, you might be confused.
你说我自己的难处都解决不了了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造干什么？
You might think that I have enough hardships on my own. Why you talk about building up the church?
我们可能过一个月以后就没有钱吃饭了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造干什么？
My money might run out in a month. Why are you still talking about building up the church?
医生说我可能得了绝症了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造做什么？
My doctor told me that I might have a fatal disease, and you're telling me to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，正因为有这么多的难处和风暴在我们的周围，我们需要讲神家的建造。Just
because we have so many hardships, we need to know how to build up the church.
我们知道在旷野里面，当神的百姓要进迦南，在旷野漂泊40年。We
know that people were wandering in the wilderness before they entered into the land of Canaan.
神在那里建造一个会幕，他说我要居住在其间。But
then God says, I will build a tabernacle and I will live in it.
弟兄姊妹，那个会幕里面的竖板。 一个一个的板子， 他们彼此站在一起， 成为一个大的力量。
And then all the pieces of wood, they stand together, become the wall, and then they can sustain great pressure.
一面他们这么深的扎根在那个一百他年得的这个银帽上面， 非常深的救赎的根基， 成为他们的 救恩的根基。
And then they stand on this silver base, and the base is our salvation.
来面临仇敌一切的控告和攻击。
That they can sustain and face all attacks of the enemy.
但是另外一方面，他们彼此一个板子一个板子紧紧地连在一起， 中间用栓用环把它们扣在一起。
And then they also connected through the hinges.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当旷野的风沙风暴来吹撞他们的时候
，So when there's a sandstorm in the wilderness，
他们彼此能够那样子成为对方的支持，能够在旷野中站住。
They can become the support for one another, and then they can all together stand.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我前一阵子讲的，一根筷子一折就断了，二十根筷子折不断的。
Just like we can easily break one chopstick, but not 20 of them.
所以我们需要在这里，从我们个人的需要、个人的追求里面，我们来认识神在教会里面要得到。
We have to come to understand what God wants to gain from us as a corporate.
我最近一年串会讲6-8次啊，用圣经两卷旧约的书来讲到归回、重建与复兴这个题目。
So for about 6 to 8 messages, I will talk about the returning, the rebuilding, and the revival of Israel.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他讲到神的百姓怎么样子从一个被掳、受仇敌羞辱的光景里面，
from the captivity of misery and shame，
他们怎么样子归回了。
How Israel returned.
从巴比伦回到了耶路撒冷。
From Babylon to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷他们重新建造祭坛建造圣殿。
And in Jerusalem, they rebuilt the altar and they rebuilt the temple.
他们重新用神的话语在这里教导神的百姓。
And they start teaching God's people with God's word.
他们重新把城墙整个建造起来。
And they
让耶路撒冷成为一个可以赞美的城。
They rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so the city can be a city of praise.
弟兄姊妹，这就讲到我们今天在这个世代神的儿女们。
And this also talks about children of God today.
我们怎么样子也在一路上神要把我们呼召回来。
How we can be called to return.
从各地被掳的里面神呼召我们回来。
From all places of exile, we can return.
归回的子民。
So we can become people of return.
我们回到耶路撒冷去。
Return back to Jerusalem.
神在那里要重建我们。
God wants to rebuild us.
神要把祝福重新倾倒给我们。
And again, He will pour down His blessings to us.
让耶路撒冷成为在地上成为一个可以赞美的。
So that Jerusalem can be a city of praise.
弟兄姊妹，这都说到教会。
And this refers to our church.
当我们要讲后面归回、重建与复兴之前
，Before we talk about returning. Rebuilding and revival.
我们需要先认识一件事情，叫做被掳。
We need to to recognize one thing, that is captivity.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做被掳呢
？What does it mean to be captured?
讲到我们这个人受到仇敌的辖制。
That means we are bound by the enemy.
让我们这个人在生命里面不再自由。
So that we are no longer free.
让我们这个人在仇敌面前成为一个奴隶一样，我们不再尊贵。
And we became a slave, and we are no longer honorable.
仇敌可以自由地来辖制、来伤害、来羞辱我。
The enemy can come to bind us, to shame us, and then to control us freely.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要在我们里面产生一种归回的一种意愿的话，我们需要先认识我们是被掳的子民。
Before we have this desire to return, we have to recognize that we are in captivity.
如果我们不知道自己被掳的话，我们就不会想到要归回。
If we don't know that we are in captivity, how can we have this desire to return?
弟兄姊妹，被掳受到仇敌辖制我们。
When we are in captivity, we are bound by the enemy.
叫我们不再成为一个自由的人。
We are no longer free.
我说的自由是生命的自由。
We're talking about the freedom of life.
孩子，你想出去打球，爸爸妈妈不准你出去，叫你做功课，这个不叫仇敌辖制。
If your parents won't let you go out to play, that is not to be bound.
我说的是生命里面的那个自由。
I'm talking about the freedom of life.
我们这个人成为一个被仇敌辖制的人，就说到我仇敌要叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
When we are bound by the enemy, we do whatever the enemy commands.
个人是这样。
It's the same way as individual.
家庭、教会、国家都是这样。
The same with family, church, and nation.
我想我们举一两个这个生命里面的来说。
I'll give you some examples.
例如说有些人掉到一种毒瘾的里面，他不能不赌博，他不能够不吸毒。
Some people are in addiction. They cannot help but taking drugs or gambling.
你按照外面来说，他说我是最自由的人，我要吸毒我就吸毒。
Outwardly, they may say, I'm the most free. I can do whatever I want.
但是就在他生命来说，他是一个最不自由的人，因为他不能够不吸毒。
But actually, he's the least free because he could not control himself. He had to take drugs.
上次黄长老在我们这里说，有人都已经长了抽烟抽到癌症了，这边都开口了啊，用这个来呼吸，他还要把烟插在喉咙洞上。
Last time, there was an elder told us that there was this person, he already had a, um, lung cancer, and then he had a hole on his throat, and then yet he can still stick a cigarette to this hole to start smoking.
那个陈锡珍弟兄说，在英国他们称烟叫做棺材上的钉子。
In England, they call the cigarette the nails on the coffin.
你多抽一根就多一根钉子上去了。
The more you smoke, the more nails are nailed on your coffin.
但是虽然是这个样子，但是人没有办法不抽烟。
Even though they all know that, but men cannot help themselves.
因为他是一个被掳的人。
Because they are captured.
马克吐温这个不信主的人，他有一次很幽默的讲，他说抽一戒烟有什么难的？
Mark Twain, a non-Christian, once said, "What's hard to stop smoking?"
他说戒烟太容易了，我已经戒了好几百次了。
It's so easy. I've done it hundreds of times.
表示他没有戒成功。
That means he did not succeed.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们有些事情不该做的，我们不能不去做。
Can you see that we do the things that we don't want to do?
好像我们不能不发脾气一样。
It's like as if we cannot control our temper.
好像我们不能不去说人家闲话一样。
We cannot control our tongue.
好像我们有些东西我们不能够不偷一样。
Sometimes we cannot stop stealing.
看见可以占便宜的，我们就不能不去占那个便宜。
We cannot help ourselves. We have to take advantage.
我们在读台湾政治大学的时候，因为我们那个地方常常下雨啊，台湾来的弟兄姊妹知道。
When I was going through the university, the place I went, rained a lot.
旁边都是很漂亮的山，下雨的时候就像国画一样，有雾气的呢。
And the university stands in a beautiful mountain.
因为常下雨，所以很多人有时候出门会忘了，有时候会忘了带雨伞，不知道什么下雨。
And then, but we often forget to bring umbrellas when we go out.
所以我们学校里面有一个便民政策，就是在几个重要的大楼跟图书馆里面放了所谓的良心伞。
So then we have this umbrellas of conscience.
就是你如果忘了带的，你就拿这个良心伞带用，用完以后还回来就是了。
So if you forget to bring your umbrella, you can borrow these umbrellas and then you promise to return.
出来没有多久，一把都不剩，再也不回来。
But after a while, all the umbrellas were gone and they never returned.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代的人，他们自己被掳了都不知道。
You see, people were captured and they don't know.
他们做过实验，连那个鸡啊，你把它一群鸡，你把它喂得饱饱的。
And they had experiments on these chicken. They are well fed.
然后另外一群鸡呢，把它饿的，它没有东西吃。
And then they have another group of chicken. They are hungry.
然后把这两台鸡放在一起。
And then you mix the two groups.
然后你这时候撒一把米下去。
And then you throw some rice.
那不是只有饿的在那里抢。
Not only the hungry would eat.
连那些吃的肚子都撑着，他还是要抢。
Even the overstuffed.They will fight too.
这是旧造的本性，弟兄姊妹。
And that is the nature of the old creation.
今天我们听这些都觉得好像很遥远，跟我没有关系。
When we hear this, we might think it's far away, it had nothing to do with.
弟兄姊妹，人里面的这些仇敌的瑕疵，我们不去认识，我们根本不知道。
But if we do not recognize these situations of captivity, we will not know it.
我来到美国，我很喜欢美国的一个现象，我想你们都赞成，就是你买的东西如果不合用，可以很容易回去退掉。
One thing I like about America is that we can always return the things we purchase.
30天以内，甚至有些地方超过了几个月，你拿收据回去，他还是让你退。
Some places 30 days, or some places even longer.
那弟兄姊妹，这么好的习惯现在开始被破坏的一塌糊涂。
But now these good customs are being destroyed.
那好多人需要一件大衣，去买了个大衣，过三天退回去，因为穿完了。
Some people will buy a coat and then they will wear it and then return it afterwards.
要去滑雪，买个东西去用，用完以后退回去。我用完了。
And then some people will return their ski jacket after the ski trip.
弟兄姊妹，这些好的东西在这个世界里面一点一点因为人性的败坏都在这世界里面消失掉。
And then they're damaging and then making these good habits, good customs disappear.
我上次到 Computer USA 去退一个东西，他要给我多 charge 15%，就是 15%。
Last time I went to Compute USA and they want to charge me 15% for returning.
因为他们现在已经不能够信任这些退货的。
Because they can no longer trust their customers.
我说我这个东西是一买回来就根本不 work， 所以我要退。
And then I keep telling them, this thing didn't work as soon as I opened the box.
弟兄姊妹，这个人心，这些都还是小的事情。
But these are small matters still.
那种背后那些败坏的事情，像最近讲到 Enron 这些公司那些黑暗的内幕，弟兄姊妹，你是觉得人性都是被一些东西挟制的。
And there are even greater scales of corruption to show us how we are being captured.
很多的思想我们不能不想，很多的话我们不能不说，很多的事我们不能不做。
We cannot control our mind, we cannot control our tongue, we cannot control our hands.
什么时候我这个人
Whenever we are not free, we're being captured.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要主在这里怜悯我们,
May the Lord
罪恶在这里辖制我们,
May the Lord have mercy on us because we are captured by sin.
世界的诱惑在这里辖制我们,
And then the temptation of the world are binding us.
我们旧造的肉体, 堕落的本性在这里辖制我们,
And our flesh and the corrupted body is controlling
弟兄姊妹,
us.
个人是这个样子,
It's the same with individuals.
教会, 什么叫做教会被掳呢?
What does it mean that churches are captured?
弟兄姊妹, 在圣经里面一样讲到神百姓整个被掳掠了。
Because the Bible tells us that God's people as a whole nation can be captured.
我们来看一段时间, 圣经历代志下 36章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
两节的圣经 582页。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下 36章 17节。
verse 17。所以耶和华使加勒底的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男、庶女、老人、白手。耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里。加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿。 以耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝，都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。凡脱离刀剑的，加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。好。 弟兄姊妹，在这一段短短的记载里面，让我们看见神家被毁、受羞辱的一个图画。 This short passage described to us this picture that God's house is being destroyed and put to shame.
来，在这里至少提到四件事情。
So there are four things are mentioned here.
第一个，神的百姓被掳到巴比伦去做奴隶去。
First of all, God's people were brought into exile to Babylon as slaves.
他们不能够再自由地住在神的 promised land 这个应许之地上。
They can no longer remain in the land of promise by God.
他们不能够再自由地尊贵地在这里侍奉神。
And they can no longer nobly serve their God.
他们被掳到巴比伦去做奴隶，去侍奉敬拜他们的神。
They were captured to Babylon to serve their God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我刚才说的。 我们在生命里面曾要被掳做奴隶的人。
So in our life, we became slaves.
今天这个被掳的情形非常的普遍。
And this condition of exile captivity is very common.
而且非常的严重。
And very serious too.
不要说那些做坏事的人。
We're not just talking about those criminals.
就连我们这些所谓神的儿女，我们自己里面常常都有被仇敌掳掠的情形。
Even we, children of God, were often captured by the enemy.
有一次有一个教会的老姊妹。 半夜打电话到我们家里面。
One time, an older sister from other church called us at midnight.
她求我们到这里身后设的一个赌场去救她的儿子。
She asked us to go to a casino to rescue her son.
虽然信主了，被赌那么强的毒瘾扣这个捆绑。
Even though he's a Christian already, he's still bound by the addiction of gambling.
半夜我就开车到那个地方去。
So at midnight, I went to the casino.
我就进到那个 Garden City 里面去。
I went to the Garden City.
就怎么一进去，里面全是那个白烟啊，都是抽烟的，整个屋子里面都是烟味。
And the place was filled with smoke.
你就看见一桌一桌的人全部围在那里，都半夜的在那里赌博。
And you see people surrounded tables after table.
我走到那个年轻的弟兄旁边，我拍他一下。
So I went to this young brother and then I pat on his shoulder.
看到我，他吓了一跳，他很生气，他回头就出去。
He was shocked to see me and then he angrily he ran out.
底下我不多说了，我追出去，我跟他谈了一段话。
So I chased after him and I had a talk with him.
因为太多人被掳。
Too many people are captured.
我们不知道的。
Some we don't know.
我们平常相处以为都好好的。
We might think they're okay, they look okay.
在他个人的生活里面。
But in their private life.
在他个人的思想里面。
In their private thoughts.
在他个人的情感里面。
In their private passions.
在他生命最深之处，他常常是一个不自由的人。
In their deepest heart, they might not be free.
弟兄姊妹说到神的百姓被掳掠了，做奴隶了。
So God's people were captured, they became slaves.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了，但是这个自由在我们手中掉了。
The Son of God has set us free, and indeed we can be free, but we lost this freedom.
弟兄姊妹，第二件事情说到整个圣殿被拆毁。
And then the Holy Temple was destroyed.
而圣殿是敬拜神的地方。
But that was the place to worship God.
前一阵子我们讲到圣殿的时候，主说这是我父的殿，要成为万民祷告的殿。
This temple, Jesus once said, this is my Father's house, should be the house of prayers for all nations.
这是神的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
神得到敬拜和高举的地方。
This is the place where God receives worship and exaltation.
但是神的百姓居然圣殿被仇敌拆毁了。
But yet this holy temple is destroyed by their enemies.
他们再也看不见神同在了。
They can no longer see the presence of God.
他们再也不能够在这里高举神。
They can no longer exalt God.
整个圣殿被拆毁掉。
The whole temple was destroyed.
他们祭坛生活没有了。
They can no longer have a consecrated life.
侍奉的生活没有了。
They can no longer serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主了几年。
How many years have we become Christian?
我们都要问自己，到底我们还有没有祭坛的生活？
We have to ask ourselves, are we still living a life of altering?
我们已经信主了这么多年。
We have been Christians for so long.
我们能说我们今天还是在主的面前忠心坦然无惧地来侍奉他吗？
Can we still say that we are serving this God with confidence?
我们还能说我是一个君尊的祭司，我忠心地侍立在神的面前吗？
Can we still say that we stand before God as a holy priest?
弟兄姊妹，如果没有的话，我们是被掳的人。
If not, we are in captivity.
教会没有祭坛，教会没有真正的侍奉和敬拜。
If a church does not have an altar, does not have worship or service, then the church is captured too.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
今天我们在这里好像一点一点在看历史一样。
Today, as if we are looking at the history of Israel.
你知道当初圣殿被毁的时候，
Do you know when the temple was destroyed?
多少爱主爱神的儿女在哪里痛苦啊！
So many people who love God wept and wept. If we read the Lamentations, then we will feel the grief of the prophet. When he saw the temple was being destroyed with his own eyes, he couldn't stop his tears but wept.
弟兄姊妹，圣殿被拆毁，
the temple was destroyed. Children of God can no longer offer sacrifices. And there's no real service or worship at God's house. Maybe we're still singing hymns. Or we come to church on Sunday still. But we don't feel that we come to worship God. Dear brothers and sisters, where is our God? What do we do when we come to God's house? Do we come to worship Him? Do we keep renewing our offering to Him?
弟兄姊妹,
we are so miserable, we are captured. When I came to America in 1979, when I saw the conditions of churches in America, it grieved me so much I couldn't study.
我一个礼拜至少四个早晨跑到学校附近的旷野去祷告。Four
mornings in the week, I will go to the wilderness by the school to pray.
弟兄姊妹，那个痛苦在里面，我常常为着神而里面，我不知道我要为谁祷告，但是我知道整个神家在一个荒凉被掳的里面。The
grief was so large. I didn't know whom to pray for, but I know that the church was in captivity.
我现在回想，我那时才23岁。
But that time, I was only 23 years old. But God gave me this great and deep grief.
没有任何属灵的骄傲,
there's no more pride, spiritual pride, but deep pain.
我里面一点没有定罪教会软弱的这种心态，而是心里面有一种说不出来的痛苦。
There's no condemnation to the churches, but it's just unspeakable pain.
弟兄姊妹，圣殿被拆毁。
Because the temple was destroyed.
然后底下说到城墙被火焚烧。And
then the walls of the city were set on fire.
弟兄姊妹，城墙一方面受到保护。
The wall of the city was to protect.
城墙第一层的意义受到protection。
And it is to protect.
神家神儿女们中间失去了保护。And
once the children of God was without protection,
仇敌自由地在这里破坏家庭。
The enemy can come freely to destroy families.
仇敌自由地在这里摧残人的生命。
Or destroy people's lives.
仇敌在这里伤害人的健康。
To damage people's health.
仇敌在这里破坏神儿女们中间的合一。And
destroy the oneness in God's house.
弟兄姊妹，没有城墙，仇敌自由进出。Without
walls, enemy can come freely.
这叫做城墙被拆毁。
This is the condition when the walls are destroyed.
城墙第二方面的意义说到它是一个分别的界限。
And also the walls means separation.
城里城外这是一个明显的界限在这里。
It separates what's in the city and what's out.
城墙被拆毁被焚烧说到神家失去了见证。
And when the walls are destroyed, God's house is lost its testimony.
失去了分别的界限。
And there, it loses the boundary of separation.
属天跟属地缺少了一条明显的分界。
There's no clear line between heaven, what's heavenly and what's earthly.
属肉体的跟属灵的中间的分界掉了。
And then we lose the clear line between what's of the flesh and what's of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要在主的面前认识今天我们所处的时代。
We have to realize what kind of generation we are in now.
我们需要起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray.
我们要为着自己祷告。
We have to pray for ourselves.
我们要为着神教会祷告。
Have to pray for God's church.
我们要为着整个这个世代神国度来祷告。
We have to pray for the generation and for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，不让我们再成为一个仇敌、自由、羞辱的。
So that we can no longer be casually shamed by the enemy.
如果我们不认识我们是被掳的人。
But if we do not know that we might be captured,
我们就不会想到我们需要归回。
Then we will never think of that we need to return.
如果我们不认识神真正的心意是要得到一个荣耀的西安，荣耀的耶路撒冷。
If we do not know that God's will is to obtain a glorious Zion city,
我们就不会在乎今天所看见的这些荒凉的情形。
Then we will care less the misery of God's house.
因为我们的注意力都在我们自己的需要。我们自己的问题上。
Because we only focus on ourselves and our problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们真的需要从整体来看神在我们身上的旨意和工作。
We need to see God's house and God's work corporately.
所以今天我们要在这里讲到归回的必须。
So we're here to see the need to return.
我们需要认识。
We need to recognize it.
认识我们的情形。
To recognize our true condition.
我个人的情形。
My own condition.
我家庭的情形。
My family's condition.
跟这个世代教会目前的情形。
And the church in this generation.
我们一方面要认识神要我们的是什么。
One hand, we have to know what God desires of us.
让我们真知道 what we should be, 然后再认识 what we are.弟兄姊妹，我们里面就会产生一个归回的意愿。
We have to first know what we should be, and then when we realize what we are exactly now, then we will have this desire to return.
弟兄姊妹，起初都不是这样。
At the beginning was not so.
神儿女们不应该活得这么辛苦。
We shouldn't live so miserably.
神儿女们不应该在难处面前这么容易的就投降就倒下来。
We shouldn't surrender so easily in front of hardships.
教会不应该这么软弱，应该更丰富，更刚强。
And church shouldn't be so weak. We should be stronger and richer.
神家的见证应该更荣美的，弟兄姊妹。
And our testimony should be even more glorious.
所以我们求神帮助我们一起起来。来看神所要的是什么。
May the Lord help us, we get to see what God desires of us.
看我们应该有的情形是什么。
And to see the condition that we should be in.
而让我们起来成为一个归回的子。
So we become a people of returning.
让我们不再像那个浪子一样从神面前蒙爱蒙福的光景中被掳了。
So that we no longer be like that prodigal son that we're captured from being loved and blessed by God.
我们能够回到跟神之间那个对的爱的关系。
We will return back to this loving relationship with God.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。